You cheat. The increase of cheating around the world. Cheating is nothing new, but it's becoming a lot more sophisticated. Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin was caught out just recently. A photo taken after the speech she'd given on a return to conservative principles showed her left hand covered with crib notes. These included the words energy, budget cuts, tax, and lift American spirits. The word budget had been crossed out. Video footage also showed her reading from her hand when asked what top three things a conservative-led Congress should do. Writing notes on your hand is one way to cheat in an exam. But these days, it's a lot easier, especially with the internet. Anyone who wants to cheat in an exam can probably find the answers online. There are hundreds of sites offering solutions to all sorts of tests. And it's a lucrative business. One operator in Oregon made $700,000 in about 9 months before his arrest. The owner of a website in Ohio pocketed more than $300,000. And a famous overseas site is estimated to sell about 146,000 sets of answers and take in about $10 million per year. Actually getting hold of the exam answers isn't that hard. Some do the exam themselves and use button cameras or document scanning pens to copy the tests. Others organise for a group to take tests repeatedly until they can memorise the entire exam between them. Others simply bribe exam administrators. At the moment, business is booming. More and more companies now require their employees to take professional exams. And hundreds of businesses and trade organisations have introduced formal certification programmes to measure and verify employee skills. In the US alone, at least 2 million exams are taken every year for information technology certification. But employees also have to take exams for all sorts of professions, from crane operators to court reporters to school bus drivers and financial planners. But more testing has led to more cheating. Test officials estimate that hundreds of thousands of test takers have used the internet to buy answers for professional tests. And a recent survey found that 28% of test centres had at least one cheating incident over the last 5 years. In one incident, tens of thousands of soldiers obtained answers to tests in a range of military skills. Many see this as a cause for concern. For a start, there are the financial consequences. Writing a scientifically rigorous test can cost up to $1,000 per question. But more importantly, many tests are for work in sensitive areas, such as defence installations and hospitals. Now, how would you feel if you knew that the people in charge of the computers controlling nuclear weapons might have cheated in their tests and may not really know what they're doing? That is worrying.